My lesson today, as always, is for all ages and for everyone that is here. But since the primary example of our lesson is going to be the young man, Timothy, I'm going to be directing a lot of special thoughts to our young people. And I am so delighted to see our young people are sitting up here in the front. When I was growing up in this congregation, we always sat up here in the front. In fact, let me even plant this little thought in your hearts. We would come 15 or 20 minutes early, and we'd sing several songs as the rest of the congregation was coming in. I know that would be very enjoyable also. We begin with our reading, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. 1 Timothy 4, verse 12. Let no man despise thy youth. We'll pause right there. The word despise in the Greek language actually carries several different aspects of meaning. The two that I think are most pertinent for our lesson today is despise can mean don't allow anyone to look down on you. So maybe the Apostle Paul is talking to this young preacher saying, just because you're young, don't let anyone look down on you. But another translation, another word is translated, and I like this even more. Don't allow anyone to consider you as unimportant. Your thoughts, your actions, don't let anyone, just because you're young, not consider you unimportant. You know, it's getting harder and harder every year, but I can remember when I was young. It really doesn't seem like it was that long ago, but I suppose that it was. Maybe that's why I still like to visit with these young people, and I do. I really appreciate our young people. They're very friendly to old people like me, and I like that. Maybe it's because I can remember when I was that age, and I would in some respects like to go back to that age, but like you, I would only want to go back if I knew then what I know now. And of course, that's not possible. But I appreciate young people. I appreciate the fact that one of our young ladies is already teaching a Bible class when the regular teacher is out. I appreciate that during vacation Bible school, almost all of our puppeteers were young people. I appreciate that almost always we have some of our young men serving here on the Lord's table. They lead our prayers. They read our scriptures. When we have some kind of project, they're always here. So let me say, like Paul, don't let anyone look down on you just because you're young. Maybe it's because we're jealous. Maybe we miss that excitement of youth. Maybe we miss getting up every morning and not creaking in every bone. Maybe it's something. But just because you're young, don't let anyone not consider you important. Because young people, you are important. The young people of this world is probably the only hope this world has. We adults have not done a very good job. The future of this congregation rests with the young. We're getting older. We're not replacing ourselves. Maybe they're the only hope of our congregation. Anyway, the Apostle Paul didn't give up on Timothy. He did not look down his nose at Timothy. Instead, he gave Timothy some instructions. Instructions directed at a young person, but instructions that are for all of us. Let's look at those today. Let no man despise thy youth, but be an example to the believers. Be an example in the church, in word, in conduct, some translations say conversation, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Now, I've already said this, but I say it again. We love our young people. We have such a good group of young people. In fact, for the time that I've been here, it seems like we've always had a good group of young people. And one of the best things about staying with the congregation several years like I have is I get to see these young people grow up. I might have visited their mom and dad when you were born in the hospital, and now you're growing up. And some over here have already graduated. I love that transition, watching them as they're toddlers and then adolescents. And I'm not crazy about the teenage years always, but sometimes the teenage years. And then they go off to the military or to college. They get married. They get a job. And all of a sudden, those people are just amazing. And I like to say, yep, they grew up in the same congregation that I did. But young people, something that you still need to remember is you still have responsibilities. Now, certainly we don't put responsibilities on them like the responsibilities they will have when they're adults, but they still have responsibility. You remember that famous verse from the Old Testament, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth." Even when you're young, we need to remember our Creator. Again, not having as many responsibilities as we do, will have, but we still have responsibilities. Now, what are some of those responsibilities? Paul says you need to accept your responsibility in your youth. And I think the implied teaching is we need to retain that responsibility for the rest of our life. The first one he mentions is, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy... No, I'm sorry. He says, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example in word. And brethren, we could take all of these various and sundry ways. We're going to take it, though, in the most obvious. Brethren, we need to mean what we say and say what we mean. Our life needs to be consistent with our words. You know, the Lord has given us as human beings the greatest ability to communicate with each other than any other in the animal kingdom. And I don't even like to put us in the animal kingdom, but that's how we're described. We can communicate with great detail. We can get on the telephone or on the internet and we can explain to each other in great detail how to fix your computer or how to fix your car or how to fix your air conditioner. We can do that in great detail. We can come up to the church building and we can say, oh, you look very nice today. I hope that cheers you up. We can use words to encourage and to build up and to cheer up. But it's just the way we use the words. We can use the exact same words to tear people down that we use to build them up. We can use words to confuse people with the exact same words that we use trying to give them the detail. Paul says you need to put your life on display. That's what the word example means, to put your life on display. It's to be seen and it's also to be used. Therefore, again, you have to be consistent. You have to be consistent. You have to be consistent. Now you need to be consistent. In your adult life, you need to be consistent. That's what Jesus meant in the Sermon on the Mount when he said, you let your light shine before men, not so that they will pat you on the back. We'll take care of that. But that they may see your Father, or they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Jesus said in Matthew 5:14, a person's life is a city that is set on a hill. It cannot be hidden. And neither can our example. So Paul is saying God needs young people. He needs them to be leaders, not followers. He needs them to lead their peers to Jesus. I guess you realize older people have no chance at all to reach the hearts of people your age unless you, most of you, almost all of you, grew up in this congregation. The reason you have the Lord today is because of the congregation. But a lot of your friends and peers don't have a congregation. You need to lead them to Christ. You need to lead everyone to Christ. You need to step out of the crowd. You need to lead the pack. Now, give me a moment of reflection. They say you can always tell when a preacher's getting old because he likes to reflect. Well, I'm going to reflect this morning. I've been the full-time preacher of this congregation for 17 years today. Can you believe that? 17 years today. I came as the full-time preacher the first Sunday of July, 2001. And I've seen a lot of young people's group come and go. And I've been proud of every one of them. In every young people's group, there always are one or two that just really distinguish themselves. And some of those that have most distinguished themselves are still with us, though they're not in the youth group anymore. We've had wonderful, talented people. We keep that board filled with all of their athletic ability and their mental prowess and all the other wonderful things that they have done. And we're so proud of that. But brethren, I have never seen a group of natural leaders in a group like this group has. Natural leaders. It just comes natural to them. And you can see it the way they communicate with each other. You can see it in the Bible class when we get to teach them. You can see it when they walk down the halls. They are just natural leaders. And so my first challenge is, you need to lead your peers to the Lord. You can reach them. We cannot. We will help you. We will do everything we can. We'll pray for you. We'll study with you. But lead your peers to the Lord. This is the only hope of our congregation. We're getting older and older and older. We need them to fill in for us. That's what Jesus was talking about. Let your light so shine. That's what he was talking about. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. We need to be that light. You know, light always has a positive feeling. It's always better in the morning when you can see things. Jesus says, let your light shine. Don't hide it under a bushel. Don't let the devil it out. Let your light shine. So our first question, I suppose, is this. How can our young people be examples? Well, we've talked about word, so let's move on. Paul also says, be thou example in conduct or conversation. You know, brethren, all of us are watched. If we go to walk down the street, there are no telling how many cameras watching us. And I think that's good because we're not going to be doing anything wrong. You go into Walmart, you go into HEB, you go into even the smaller convenience stores, and there's always that little globe up on the ceiling is taking your picture all the time. Well, young people, not only are these picture takers being made, but God is also making a record of our lives, all of our lives. The good and the bad. In fact, the writer of the Ecclesiastes letter says someday it'll all be brought into knowledge, the good and the bad. Now, we can take care of the bad now. I think almost all of you have already been baptized. You can ask God to forgive you. He will. But we can take care of that. Therefore, we need to be good. We need to let our light be good because people are watching us every day. Now, some of you are saying, well, I'm a young person. Nobody's looking at me. I will assure you, you're wrong. Elaine and Darwin, those are looking at you. They're patterning their life after you. They're not looking at me. They're looking at you. You need to realize that. And I'm looking at you because I'm remembering how you've grown and matured in the Lord, and it builds me up and it encourages me. So we need to be an example in conduct. Then Paul says, let no man despise you, but be thou an example in love. Love makes the world go round. I understand that. And sometimes we need to explain the different kinds of love that we're discussing. There is love between people. There's love for God. There's love for things. But all of that has to be under control. We need to develop a good relationship with God, a good relationship with people. But it all starts with a good relationship with ourselves. How can we know how to keep the golden rule, for instance, if we don't know what we want? So we need to be ourselves. And we also need to realize it was while we were unlovable that Jesus sent his son to die for us. Young people, you're very important. You're very important to this congregation, but you're very important to God. Jesus was thinking about you when he died upon the cross, just like he was thinking about me and the rest here. We need to show him that love. In fact, the verse I think we cannot escape is where Jesus was saying toward the end of the Sermon on the Mount, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Again, we have to be consistent. Too many times, too many of us just don't appreciate what God has vested in us. We feel like there's no hope. Psychiatrists and theorists are talking about why these people are doing these terrible things in the world. They've given up. So they commit suicide. They harm other people. They've given up. We never have to give up in the Lord. To every generation, God has said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. When Jesus was getting ready to go back to heaven, he said, I'll be with you always, even to the very end. And that's why when he was asked, what's the first and great commandment? He said, it's love. One commandment, love, dividing it two ways. Love God spiritually, and love others, love them physically. Paul stated also that Timothy should be an example in spirit. This means your outlook on life, your attitude. Once again, I don't see these young people that often, three or four times a week, but it seems like for the most part, they always have a good attitude. I can't think of a single time, maybe there was, but I can't remember it, when I asked one of our young people, even on the spur of the moment, asked one of our young men, on the spur of the moment, will you read my scripture? They always say yes. Not all of our adult men say yes, but all of our young people always say yes. They're eager. They have the right attitude. And that, again, is what God wants in us. All of us go through bad times. Trust me. Bad times are coming if they're not already there. But with the right attitude, as Paul said, we can do all things through Christ. He will strengthen us. Then Paul talked about faith. Now this would be our spiritual needs. Faith in God is very important. You've got to trust in God. And you know why you've got to trust in God? Because you watch television and you hear one thing. And then you open the Bible and you hear something else. You talk to your friends outside of church and you hear one thing. You read the Bible, you find something else. We just got to decide who we're going to agree with. The world or the Bible? Well, most of us have given our lives to the Bible, the teaching of the Bible. I have no regrets at all for my life. I've enjoyed my life extensively. And that's why Peter says, cast all your cares upon the Lord. He cares for you. And that's why Paul also said, without faith it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And then the last one we will talk about today is probably the most difficult because of our society. Paul says, let no man despise you, but be thou an example in purity. In purity. When I was growing up, our parents and society would look down on impurity. If there were unwed parents, they were chastised, they were loved, but they still, it was known that that was not right. But the tables have completely changed. Now it's almost like that's a badge of honor to father a child outside of wedlock or to mother a child outside of wedlock. I watched some of these daytime talk shows. I'm embarrassed to say that I did, but I did. And some of these young girls as young as 13, 14, 15 are saying, all I want to do is get pregnant and have a baby. Brethren, that's not what pregnancy is about. Pregnancy is bringing a precious life into the world to nurture them in the ways of the Lord. That's what it's all about. But we need to be pure, just like God is pure. And young people, it needs to start with you. Impurity is unacceptable to God. That is just the way it is. Well, young people, you're loved. You're appreciated. We love you in this congregation. We appreciate all you do for us. You lift us up. You allow us to remember when we were younger. But you also have a responsibility. I'm looking at this group now. I think this entire group, I've had some degree of talk to you about the responsibility you have to the Lord And I'm so thankful for that. And in no way am I condemning this group. This is an amazing group. But you know, the Bible says, to whom more is given, more is expected. We expect a great deal out of them. But we expect us to continue to foster in them the example that they need to follow. I need to be the adult man that people want to look up to, as do you. You need to be the adult woman that young people want to look up to pattern their lives after you. So the responsibility is ours as well. How shall the young secure their hearts? They secure their hearts with love. Love for God, love for themselves, and love for each other. I did not mention first principles in the lesson today, but I'm sure that almost everyone here, having reached a degree of maturity, understands the seriousness of salvation and the seriousness of non-salvation, not finding heaven as your home. So if today there's anyone who needs to respond in order to be baptized or for any other reason, I'll get Mike to meet you up front. He will do that. He will take your acknowledgement, and then we will have the prayers or whatever the case may be. The number is 945. If you need to, won't you come as we stand and as we sing?